Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Maritime Leaders Conclave and chair Global Maritime CEO Forum in Mumbai today. Severe cyclonic storm Mantha weakens after making landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam. Israel Defense Forces carry out airstrikes in Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating ceasefire. And in cricket, first T20 of 5-match series between India and Australia to be played in Canberra this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai today. Mr. Modi will attend the India Maritime Week 2025. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. More from our correspondent.
In Mumbai, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Maritime Leaders Conclave at India Maritime Week 2025 that is currently underway at NESCO Exhibition Centre. Mr. Modi is also going to chair the Global Maritime CEO Forum today evening. The five-day IMW 2025 that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policymakers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defence shipbuilding. India Maritime Week 2025 has reaffirmed the nation's commitment to a blue economy driven by technology, innovation and sustainability. As part of the summit, several focus sessions were held on green maritime, inland waterways, maritime safety and security, cruise and passenger economy and fortifying global supply chains. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Severe cyclonic storm Mantha crossed the Andhra Pradesh and Yanam coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam last night, clocking wind speed of 90 to 100 km per hour. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said Mantha has weakened after making landfall. The storm triggered very heavy rainfall in Andhra Pradesh, which has damaged 43,000 hectares of crops in the state. More from our correspondent.
Cyclone Mantha caused major damage in Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, Anakapalli, Nellore, Konasima and Kakinada districts. One person died in Konasima after a tree fell in the strong winds. More than 38,000 hectares of crops and 1.3 lakh hectares of horticulture fields were destroyed. Roads, power lines and beach roads were badly affected. Over 76,000 people were moved to safer shelters. The government set up more than 3,000 relief centers and 200 medical camps. 11 NDRF and 12 SDRF teams were on the ground for rescue and repair works. Control rooms in 54 divisions are monitoring the situation round the clock. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is supervising relief operations through the real-time governance society. The government sent over 3.6 crore alert messages and arranged food, water and medical help for evacuees. The IMD has warned of more heavy rain and urged people in low-lying areas to stay alert. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In Odisha, Cyclone Mantha's outer bands brought torrential rain and winds through southern districts of the state, including Gajapati and Ganjam. A large number of trees were toppled and few roads were blocked under the impact of Cyclone Mantha. However, there were no reports of any casualty and major damages. More from our correspondent.
As Cyclone Mantha rode ashore on the Andhra Pradesh coast last night, it has spared Odisha with no reports of any major damages in the southern districts of the state, as expected before. Cyclone Mantha has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is expected to bring heavy rainfall in southern Odisha today as the system moves inland. The Bhubaneswar Indian Meteorological Department office has said rains will taper off by Friday with lingering showers till tomorrow in interior Odisha. Meanwhile, continuous rain has caused landslides in several places of Gajapati, Malkangiri and Raigada districts of Odisha. The district administrations have cleared most of those areas in this morning. Deputy Chief Minister and Agriculture Minister of Odisha K.V. Singhdeo has said Cyclone Mantha has done damages to crops and promised aid once reports were received within a week. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal concluded his visit to Brussels yesterday after holding detailed discussions with EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maro Sefcovic to advance the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, or FTA. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal informed that the discussions have laid the foundation for a balanced and robust agreement that will support business between India and the European Union. He emphasized that the ongoing India-EU FTA negotiations present an opportunity to bring the two economies closer and integrate them into a win-win relationship.
We both stand committed along with our teams to work through our desire for the shared prosperity of the people of both the European Union and India, to work on innovation, to work on trade, to work on investments and create jobs both in the European Union and in India.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. Hurricane Melissa now centered off Jamaica's northern coast after striking as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes in history. Hurricane Melissa, a Category 5 storm with winds up to 175 miles per hour, has weakened slightly but remains a powerful Category 3 storm as it moves towards Cuba. The storm has caused extensive damage to homes, hospitals and schools in southwestern Jamaica, with Prime Minister Andrew Holness warning of catastrophic damage. Hurricane Melissa has already claimed 7 lives, including 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti and 1 in the Dominican Republic, and left more than 10 people injured. Forecasters warn of life-threatening flash floods, landslides, and widespread power outages across the northern Caribbean as the hurricane continues westwards. U.S. forces have killed 14 people in strikes on 4 alleged drug boats in the Pacific. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed. The strikes, which took place on Monday following orders from President Donald Trump, are part of what the U.S. describes as a campaign to stop narcotics from entering the country. This follows a series of similar attacks in the Pacific and the Caribbean. According to Mr. Hegseth, Mexican authorities have assumed responsibility for coordinating the search and rescue of the survivors. Israel Defense Forces carried out airstrikes in Gaza, killing 9 people, after accusing Hamas of violating a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. The strikes followed Prime Minister Netanyahu's order for forceful action. According to Israeli officials, Hamas attacked troops near the Rafah area with rocket-propelled grenade and sniper fire. Defense Minister Israel Katz warned Hamas would pay a heavy price. However, Hamas has denied attacking Israeli forces and accused Israel of breaching the truce. And now news from the world of sports.
The first T20 of the 5-match cricket series between India and Australia will be played at Manuka Oval in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. Surya Kumar Yadav and his men will look to start off their series with a win and somewhat avenge the 1-2 loss to the Aussies in the ODI series. India and Australia last faced off in this format in the Super 8 stage of the T20 World Cup 2024, where the men in blue came up victorious. In table tennis, Diya Chitale and Manush Shah have become the first ever Indian mixed double pairs to qualify for the World Table Tennis Final. The reigning national table tennis champions earned their spot through their world rankings for the WTT Finals 2025, scheduled in Hong Kong from the 10th to 14th December this year. In wrestling, India's Yashita clinched a gold medal in the girls' freestyle 61kg category at Asian Youth Games in Manama. 17-year-old Yashita defeated Kazakhstan's Sedar Mukat in a closely contested final. 6 Indian boxers stormed into the finals of Asian Youth Games yesterday. India's Anant Deshmukh also secured a bronze medal, putting up a strong fight in the men's semi-final bout. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Maritime Leaders Conclave and chair Global Maritime CEO Forum in Mumbai today. Severe cyclonic storm Montha weakens after making landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam. Israel Defense Forces carry out airstrikes in Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating ceasefire. And in cricket, first T20 of 5-match series between India and Australia to be played in Canberra this afternoon. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.